See, the Pandavas were so powerful. Now, why did they have to fight and kill their own relatives just to get 5 villages or just to get a kingdom? They could have got the villages or a kingdom elsewhere by fighting somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yes, there are two different things going on over here. Now that just before the Kurukshetra war, there are multiple peace efforts that are made. So first the Pandavas send Drupada's Brahmin priest to negotiate some peace. And he speaks very persuasively. And Dhritarashtra says, I'll send Sanjay as my messenger with my reply. And then after that, Krishna himself goes. So now, at one point, Sanjay, Dhritarashtra sends Sanjay with the message. Sanjay says, actually, you know, when people are grihasthas, after they are grihastha, they have to take vanaprastha. You have already taken vanaprastha. Why do you want to become grihastha? So, you already renounced. Why do you need a kingdom now? So, why do you want to fight a war to gain a kingdom? So, Yudhishthira replies, so Sanjay, you misunderstand me. I do not wish to fight a war. And I certainly do not wish to fight with my relatives. If we had desired to fight, we would not have been having this negotiation. We simply want to do our dharma. Now, see the concept of responsibility that was there at that time is substantially different and deeper than what in today's ethos we may understand. The royal family that was there, the royal family, it was a dynasty where there would be generation after generation, they would become kings. Of course, they would be trained and become qualified also. But right from their birth, they would be inculcated a sense of responsibility. You know, this is your kingdom and the citizens are your responsibility. You have to take care of them. So, the Pandavas also had that sense of responsibility toward their citizens. And their concern was that if a person like Duryodhana, who had been so unrighteous, so vicious, that he had tried to dishonor a honorable royal lady in public, if he was allowed unfettered rule, there was no limit to the depravities that he could go to. When the Pandavas were exiled, at that time, Duryodhana did not directly do anything vicious because he knew that his rule was not yet secure. But if he felt that the Pandavas were no longer a factor, they were no longer a threat, then he could just abuse power in a horrendous way. So it was the Pandavas' sense of responsibility for their citizens. Drupada was also a very powerful king at that time. In fact, if you look at the geopolitical history of India at that time, the two main kings were the Panchala king and the Kuru king. The Kuru king was, of course, through various yajnas, they have become extremely powerful. But Panchala king was also very powerful. So, the Pandavas are already affiliated with Drupada, being his son-in-laws. And Drupada could easily have given them a kingdom if they had wanted. But the point was, they had a sense of responsibility towards their citizens. And they felt that even if they had 5 villages, just their presence in the Kuru kingdom would reassure the virtuous citizens and would be a deterrent for the Kauravas, especially for Duryodhana, from doing atrocities. That is the first aspect of it. It's not that they were attached to the kingdom, it was rather they had a sense of responsibility towards their citizens. Secondly, when they were asking only for 5 citizens, the point is not for 5 villages. The point is not just 5 villages. The point is that request for 5 villages was actually an expression of their willingness for accommodation. How much ready they were ready to extend themselves. So it is not that they were ready to fight for 5 villages. It is rather, in order to avoid fighting, they were ready to settle even for 5 villages. So those who were actually the rulers of the whole world, they were ready to settle even 5 villages. To that extent, they were ready to go to avoid fighting. And when Duryodhana, then Krishna comes to the Hastinapur, at that time, the night before the meeting happens in the Kuru assembly, he stays at Vidura's place. And Vidura tells Krishna, Krishna, now why have you come here to negotiate with Duryodhana? He's not going to listen. And Vidura is also apprehensive that he has also heard rumors that Duryodhana may try to arrest Krishna. So Vidura feels as if his worst nightmare is going to be reenacted now. The same assembly in which Draupadi was dishonored, just tomorrow his Lord Krishna is going to be dishonored. He tells Krishna, why do you want to do this? Why are you negotiating with him? And Krishna says, yes, I know that Duryodhana is not going to listen to me. But I want to proclaim to the world that the Pandavas did everything possible to avoid war. Now, normally sometimes we say that I will do everything humanly possible. In the case of Krishna, he said the Pandavas did everything not only humanly possible, but everything divinely possible also. So God himself came. And still Duryodhana was so obstinate, so adamant that he did not listen. So it was their sense of duty which made the Pandavas feel the need for a kingdom so that they could protect their citizens. And it was their willingness to avoid war, or it was their eagerness to avoid war at all costs that made them make an offer that we will settle even for 5 villages. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?